Fiat. May 15th, 1938. How the Word of God is life and encloses all centuries. How, in one creature, God looks at all human generations. How Jesus doesn't know what to do with one who does not love him. How Jesus always let himself be found in the necessities of the creatures. I felt immersed in the divine volition. Its light made me comprehend many truths, but I felt incapable of enclosing them inside my mind, so small, with the reluctance to manifest them and write them on paper. And my sweet Jesus, visiting my poor soul, all tenderness and compassion for my incapacity, told me, "Poor daughter, before the immensity of my will, she gets confused and would rather remain in sweet rest to enjoy the joys and the happiness of my will, with which you feel replete. But no, my daughter, work too is necessary. In heaven, there is always joy, but on earth, there is an alternation of joys and of work. For you, manifesting and writing is work, while entering into my will is to possess the purest joys and the greatest happiness. However, in the work, I never leave you alone. Rather, I do more than you do. Without me, you would not have been able to do it. You must know that our love is so great that when our goodness decides to issue a word, to manifest a truth from our Supreme Majesty, we form the act within ourselves. We enclose the good which that truth we are issuing must produce. When the good we must give to the creatures by virtue of that truth we are manifesting is fully mature and completed, then do we offer it to the creature as bearer of the good that we want to give to the human generations. Therefore, our word encloses all centuries. Our words are lives, and because of this, they possess the creative strength. Wherever they reach, they will create the life and the good that our truth carries. So, to stop our words by not manifesting them means stopping all the good and the many lives of ours that our words can produce. And I know, my daughter, that you would never want to cause me such sorrow and hinder this great good for the human generations, would you? One who loves me cannot refuse me anything, not even the sacrifice of our life. Therefore, be attentive. Since you don't want to become responsible for so many of our divine lives, which must take life in the creatures. After this, I felt in such suffering, but so much, as if I was going to breathe my last. Jesus immediately ran to sustain me in his arms and told me, "What is it? Do you want to come?" And I, "Yes, if only you made up your mind to take me." And Jesus, "My daughter, and what are we going to do with the earth?" And I know nothing, and I am good at nothing, and besides, what do I care about the earth? And he continued, "My daughter, yet you should care, because your Jesus cares, and my interest and yours must be one. Now, you must know that it is still early, and the divine will has not yet been completely manifested. In fact, the more it is manifested, the more souls get caught in the net of its light. Not only this, but the more it matures and grows in one creature, the more all others acquire the right to receive it. And we feel more drawn to embrace the human generations, letting them possess the life of our will. Our goodness and our love are such that in one creature, we look at all others. And for love of one, we do good to all. But who then overflows with this good for all? The one was the first to receive that good. She who listened to us and cherished our truths more than if they were life of hers. She who, heedless of her own life, was ready to sacrifice it in each instant for love of us, to let us do whatever we wanted with her. This has so much power over our Supreme Being. It moves us so much. The one creature alone is enough so that all others may receive that good. More so, since the human generations are linked together, more than the members to the body. Hence, it is no wonder that one healthy and good member would make its vital and holy humors flow into the others. Therefore, the power of one single creature living in our will is omnipotent. It is so great as to be able to overwhelm heaven and earth, reunite all, and conquer God and the creatures. So, let me finish, and then I will take you soon. Afterwards, he added, "My daughter, the more one suffers, the more one feels the need to be loved. I am he who has suffered the most. Therefore my pains, the blood I shed, my tears, turn into loving and supplicating voices, for I want to be loved by those whom I loved so much and who caused me so much suffering and crying. Those who love me bring the sweetest refreshment to my pains. They dry my tears, and my blood turns into a bath of love for them. But do you know who converts my pains and tears into joys and contentments? The soul who lives in my divine will, because in her I find the love that loves me always, which is support in my pains, my constant refreshment. And I feel like a victorious king because, though wounded with the weapons of my pains and of my love, I have conquered the will of the creature. Oh, how happy I am in feeling loved and in living life together with those for whom I endured so painful and bloody a battle. More so, since I created everything in order to be loved. And if love is missing, I don't know what to do with the creature, because I cannot find what I want. At the most, there might be different varieties of love. There may be love of reparation, love of compassion, love of imitation. But it is always love that I want. And if I find no love, it is not for me. And since love is the child of my will, if I find the child, I find the mother. Therefore, I find everything and all that belongs to me. So I rest and delight in her, and she delights and rests in me, as we love each other with one single love. And I, my beloved Jesus, if you yearn so much to be loved and for creatures to do your will, why don't you shower them with your graces so much that they may feel the strength to operate and to love you as you wish? And Jesus, my daughter, only in the act, in which the creature sets herself to do what I want. Then am I drawn to give her the strength necessary, or rather superabundant, not before. I cannot give things uselessly, because they would be held more responsible before me if they felt the strength, but would still not do what I want. How many, before doing an action, feel so helpless? But as soon as they set to work, they feel invested by new strength, by new light. I am the one who invests them, as I never fail in providing the necessary strength that is needed in order to do some good. Necessity binds me and forces me, if necessary, to do together with the creature whatever she does. Therefore, I myself am the true necessities. It is I who want them, and I am always together with the creatures in the necessities. But if what they do is not necessary, then I put myself aside and let them act by themselves. After this, I was thinking to myself, how miserable I am. I feel like I haven't done anything for Jesus. After so many graces he has given me, who knows how much I should love him? Instead, I'm so cold. It is true that I can only love Jesus, but I should be all on fire, and I'm not. But while I was thinking this, he came back, and scolding me sweetly, told me, "My daughter, what are you doing? Do you want to waste time? Don't you know that all you should care about is to do my will and know whether you are in it? In my will, everything is love. The breath, the heartbeat, the motion, the very human will wants to know nothing other than loving me. My will, jealous of this creature, surrounds her with an air of love, in such a way that she breathes nothing but love. Your Jesus never looks at what the creature feels. Many times, feelings can deceive her. But rather, I look at her will and what she really wants, and that is what I take. How many things are felt, but one does not do them. On the other hand, if one wants something, all is done. Besides, in my will nothing gets lost. For one who lives in it, my will numbers everything, the breaths, the heartbeats, the little I love you. Everything that is done in it remains written with indelible characters of light and forms the very life of my will in the creature. Many times, the gifts I have given to her, the acts she has done, remain hidden as her own property in the depth of her will. Therefore, she feels as if she had done nothing. But it is not true. As the circumstances arise, it will show how the light is present in the soul, brighter than sun. Sanctity is there at its post of honor. The virtues are all there, ready to act heroically, as soon as there's any need to exercise them. My will knows how to maintain harmony and its divine order. Wherever it reigns and whatever is done in it acquires the imprint of eternity. Therefore, live in it and do not worry about anything. In fact, my will take care of your good more than you would yourself.